It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That's right. It is Am I Wrong, the weekly feature that Chad is usually the responder to. But today it's Tim and Mary Plenty filling in for Chad. So we are going to be the guinea pigs for the diabolical producer, Dave Harrigan, who has spent lots of time thinking about these topics. We have not heard them before Dave says them, but he'll tell you more about this contraption called Am I Wrong?
Diabolical contraption? Really? I was going to say something kind to you here, but I don't think that's necessary anymore, frankly, you two being newbies. This is how it works. Every Thursday, well, it's usually on Thursday. Sometimes we have to move the meeting, but on Thursdays, myself and the committee, we get together in the evening. Usually over some snacks. Someone's always responsible for snacks. Have to do. It's Minnesota. Someone's got to bring the snacks,
course,
right?
Yeah.
We talk about things. We talk about what's going on in life, the news, pop culture, and we hash some things out. We come up with some resolutions for the week, and I simply am the messenger here to bring them to the people, as we
Excellent.
Like to say.
Yes.
So good luck, and we'll go through this. And the first one actually relates to what we were just talking about the last segment, Happy Gilmore 2, out on Netflix today. And that got me and some of the other committee members last night talking about the original and some of the other movies that we loved when we were, you know, growing up. And then I remembered back a couple weeks ago, I was reading this piece in the New York Times. I think it was about 2 weeks ago that was talking about comfort viewing, they called it, which basically meant going back and rewatching old movies, rewatching series that maybe we really enjoyed, and just kind of the feeling that we get when we already know the characters, we already know where the story is going, but maybe you pick up on some different things, learn some new things that you didn't notice the first time, and it's a story that you, well, comfort viewing, you're already comfortable with. And I say, the committee says, that is a fabulous thing that we need to get back to. We have millions and millions and millions of options out there on all the streaming services we could shake a stick at. And we all spend nights scrolling. And do I want to watch this? Do you want to watch that? And what do? We eventually settle on something we're not very excited about. And it turns out it's often not very good and something we instantly forget. I say, the committee says we get back to the good old days and we've had our favorites. And, you know, we watch them over and over. We quote the lines to our friends. We think about those things that we've just finally noticed on the eighth watch. Bottom line, the committee says life was better when we had fewer options. Comfort viewing, that was just the way of life, and life was a better time at that time.
Am I wrong?
Yes, you're wrong, Dave Harrigan.
Knock it off.
Here's why. Here's why you're wrong. You should just listen to me, okay?
You're not the governor anymore. I don't have to.
Familiarity is a good thing, and it does bring comfort. I acknowledge that. And some of the classics are classics for a reason. They're to be respected and revered, and some of them watched again. But I want to share with you an insight I picked up from the one and only Mick Jagger, frontman for the legendary Rolling Stones.
Okay.
Not long ago, he gave an interview, now at age 80-plus, about why he's never written his own biography. Other people have written about him, but he's never written his own biography. And he said, I think wisely, this. He said, I don't want to spend 2 or 3 years of my life looking backwards about what was. He said, I still have energy and I want to be looking forward and doing what's current and future leaning. And I thought, you know, that's really an interesting perspective. We love to reminisce. We love to go back and it brings us positive feelings, comfortable feelings. But we have to live in the now. We have to live in the world that's coming and the world that is today. And too much reminiscing, too much familiarity can lead to complacency or being stuck. So that's why, Dave Harrigan, you are wrong.
Oh, I have a slightly different perspective.
Go ahead.
Please, let me hear it. Because he's quoting a guy that shows up to a concert every night and doesn't exactly play the new stuff. He's not getting away from Satisfaction and Sympathy
Seriously.
For the Devil.
You're so right.
He's quoting Jagger on Moving Forward. What? Oh. I mean, it just, yeah, the irony. Oh, my gosh.
Gosh, well, I'm just understanding now that how wrong that was. I'm sorry. I apologize to our listeners. Dave, I'm sorry. You know I love you.
Apologize to the committee, okay? Go ahead, Mary.
Well, you know, and I don't know whether it's a television series, you know, whether you feel like, you know, you need to just sit down and turn on, you know, it's old Andy Griffith kind of deal, you know, and take yourself back to Mayberry. I mean, now that's really, really dating myself. But whether it's television or, you know, I'm not one necessarily to reread books, but there are some people who really like, under certain circumstances, going back to read a book that is familiar to see other, you know, aspects to it, texture, things that they didn't catch the first time, and it is familiar. And how it is that all of us kind of get into a place of meditation is a little too strong, but a place of peace or a place of calm, or to take ourselves out of, you know, the chaos that is. Going back is not the worst thing, not necessarily dwelling in the past, but how you find that comfort and peace is different for everybody. And I think looking back, former show, older movie, older book, I think there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, but you know, you can't always get what you want, but if you try sometime, you just might find you get what you need.
Oh my God.
A true poet. A true poet said that. Well done. let's get to another one.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Let's get to one more before the break, shall we? A piece in the USA Today I was reading this morning was comparing Google Maps, Apple's Maps, and then the Waze app to decide which is the best, which is the most efficient at getting drivers to where they want, you know. And frankly, they said Google was the best, but they're all good, right? I think they all do the job. And let's give them all some credit together. Right? So that's what the committee says. The invention of all these services, providing not just the maps, but your drive times, live traffic alerts, all of that, turn-by-turn directions, both visually and audibly. An amazing invention. Incredible. It saves us all time and money. Money specifically, not just on driving and, you know, cost of gasoline, by giving us the most efficient route, but also the money it saves us in divorce costs. I know you two never would have fought during a road trip over who was navigating or why weren't you listening
today
to me about that left turn. But let's be honest, how many marriages have these services saved due to all the fights that probably began with the navigator who was a little slower, the driver who wasn't just paying attention? So I say, turn-by-turn directions, Google, Apple, Waze, all of them, greatest invention since the dawn of the internet itself.
Am I wrong?
You are not wrong. That is 1,000% true. No, for us, and he, in true confession, he will sometimes call me Krabby Siri. But Siri will be like, you know, go past this light at the next one, take a right. And then Tim's like, la-da-da-da-da-da, and he's paying no attention. And I'm like, after this light, take a right. So, like, I, like, amp it up, and he's like, you know, well, I was going to do that. It's like, no, you weren't. You weren't even listening to Siri. So I have to like double down on, dude, are you even listening? She's talking to you. So now I have to add my voice to it. Am I wrong?
You're right. and you know, the thing is, it is kind of jarring because I, you know, there are times when I'm driving when my mind is somewhere else and it goes from that pleasant Siri voice to a little bit of agitation from Mary. And then she takes it up to level 10 and it's like jarring. And I call her Krabby Siri.
Yeah, I'm sure he means it in the kindest way, but it's like I have to double down on Siri. And so, yeah, there is still a little bit of that.
But I agree with everything Mary said. I think GPS, the underlying technology for those apps, is a fantastic invention. I'm old enough to remember trying to go to your uncle's farm and they would say, all right, you know, get out a piece of paper. I'll give you directions. And then it was MapQuest. And you had to print out the MapQuest and bring it with you in the car and if you got it off the computer. And finally, these maps that are available on our phones and are fantastic, Dave, for all the reasons your question suggested. So I think you are correct. You
of course,
are not wrong.
The committee is correct. Committee's always correct.
Course,
I think we stumbled on a great invention, I think, though. Krabby Siri is what we need to add to these apps so that when you do make a wrong, you know, if Siri says, hey, take a left at the next light and you miss it, hey, dummy, you were supposed to turn there. Now I have to recalibrate and figure out for you.
Or how about if, above
a certain age, vulgar Siri.
That would be all right.
As Siri gets madder, they start to like drop the, you know.
Why aren't you listening to me?
All right. We're going to take a short break on WCCO Radio. When we come back, we'll do some more Am I Wrong and wrap up the show. Thanks for being with us this Friday afternoon. We'll be right back.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, we're going to take you home on WCCO 830 Radio, winding down the noon to 3 show, normally hosted by Chad Hartman. Today, Tim Pawlenty, Mary Pawlenty guest hosting. Super producer Dave Harrigan's going to give us another batch of Am I Wrong?
Oh, the committee was hard at it last night, but I didn't need the committee for this one because this actually happened after the committee meeting that I need to bring to the attention. Don't worry, I spoke to the committee this morning and got there okay, and
this was good to bring up.
Yep. There's nothing I dislike more about living in the suburban neighborhoods than the frequent knocks from the door-to-door salespeople. It angers me every single time. They're peddling their roofing or siding or solar or lawn service, whatever it is. Well, last night, it was the pest control guy, the bug guy. Mm-hmm. He's got the solutions for all your bug problems. And I know it was. I knew it was where he was from before he even opened his mouth because he's the same guy that's already visited twice this year. That's right. This was the third visit from the same company. And here's the rule about the door-to-door salespeople from the committee. If you show up at a home with a sales pitch, you're annoying. But we can deal with annoying. That's fine. You can be annoying. If you show up riding a Segway over a hoverboard with a sales pitch, as this guy did, you're insufferable. Because if you just look that way when you're riding the Segway around the neighborhood. If you show up on the hoverboard with a sales pitch at almost 9 p.m., pounding on the door while I'm trying to get my 5-year-old to sleep, you are a jerk.
Am I wrong?
Well, I'll take a shot at that. I think you are not wrong. I think in the modern age with safety and security concerns, especially if somebody lives alone, maybe it's getting towards dark, opening that door, not knowing who's on the other side, what they want, I think is intrusive. And so I try to always buy from the neighborhood kids. If I can see through the window, it's a kid, whatever they're selling. You know, if it's something for youth sports, that's different.
I tell them to buzz off.
But I just wish, you know, when you have your own property and your own property line, I wish uninvited people would not come on it. And we have bought some things from door-to-door salespeople, so we've succumbed to it. Mary can describe one. I'll do another quick one. And then I see Jason DeRussia has entered the studio, the one and only. He'll be hosting the next show. But, Mary, give us a quick
I'll leave that alone for a second because I do, as you're saying that, it was triggering me from from the few weeks back. What happened in the middle of the night? The, you know, purported cops showing up, and we know the profound and terrible tragedy. And I will say, I made a hard turn there because, like Tim before, you know, if it's youth sports, if it's something, you know, normally I'd think, okay, I'm going to be a little patient. And to your point, okay, you knock on the door, you want to say something. Now I don't care who it is. There's a knock on the door. My blood pressure goes up. I won't answer it. I can't after what happened. And obviously your listening audience knows fully what I'm speaking about.
Way to ruin the vibe of the segment.
Sorry.
Jeez.
You know, but Jeez, I mean, somebody asked about knocking at the door. It's like,
you.
Are you serious?
Like,
I'm a political spouse. Yes. I wouldn't get the door save my soul.
I actually think Dave didn't go far enough with the youth sports knocks on the door, because I am a sucker for the coupon sheet. That like football.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And I will always buy them. I will buy multiple. And in my life, I've never used them.
Yeah. Same here.
Never use them.
Same here.
We've done all of the above. I bought from, you know, Boy Scouts. They would sell, you know, Christmas wreaths.
You
buy those.
Can't answer the door now.
Yeah, and that's the thing is, I would in the day. Yeah. Not anymore.
Nope.
Not
I will
anymore.
Say my best door to door sales experience was, and I bought this product. The guy says, I have a product here that will clean your grill. Everybody's got grimy outdoor grills.
Not me.
He said, I'll clean it for you. And so I rolled my grill out into the driveway. And it's a lemony kind of product, semi-clear. And I'll be darned if it doesn't miraculously and fairly easily clear off all the gunk on my grill, my Weber grill. And he says, and it's environmentally safe. It's not, you know, won't hurt you in any way. I said, it must have been highly toxic and my food's going to be poisoned. He said, no, watch this. And he drank some. And
were you the governor at this time?
I might have been. But I was so impressed. I bought two bottles and we came back. One of his colleagues came back a couple of years later. I bought another batch. It was incredible.
They do them at the state fair. I'm telling you, that's at the state fair.
It worked.
This product. And actually, we kept it for a really long time.
That's hilarious.
It's miraculous.
Can that be the next new drink at the fair?
It cleans your grill and it's a summer energy drink.
Cleans your colon out, too. It's amazing.
That's right. It's colon prep.
I give my wife the business constantly because years ago, I think it was the Boy Scouts showed up at the house when I wasn't there. And I get home and she said, I donated the... 30 bucks, 50 bucks, whatever it was, to the Boy Scouts. They were selling popcorn. Here's the thing. They asked me after if I wanted the popcorn. I was confused, so I just said no, and they walked away. I don't mind you giving a donation, but if you're buying popcorn, let's get the popcorn. Come on, honey. Let's go.
Jason, but with your house, with the gated
community
driveway that you have and the wall.
Correct.
Yeah, I mean, how do they get to the door?
It's a challenge, and so if you make it, I will buy whatever you're selling. I'm pro business. I love an entrepreneur.
As Trump said, everybody's got to sell. Everybody's got to sell. All right, that's going to do it for the Chad Hartman Show today. Thank you for listening. We hope to see you and hear from you down the trail. Jason DeRussia is up next. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.